for the win! Yes! Yes!
And the buzzer McCord on its way! Oh my goodness!
They have to get it in. No timeouts, they do.
Courtside with Cats and Coach G, the definitive college basketball podcast.
Welcome to Courtside with Cats and Coach G. I'm Andy Katz, along with my co-host Seth Greenberg. It's time to break down the East Regional Bracket. The Sweet 16 and Elite 8 will be played in Madison Square Garden in New York City. I was there a couple years ago for the Sweet 16 and Elite 8, and it was something special. So thrilled to put the NCAA tournament back in New York City. Villanova, the number one overall seed and the number one seed in the East. No big surprise. We're going to start there, Seth. What are your thoughts on the Wildcats after winning the Big East regular season title and the Big East tournament title?
You know, to me, what Jay's been able to do, if you think about it, you lose a tremendous leader, not a good leader, a tremendous leader in Ryan Archidiakono. And then you lose Daniel Ochefu, who's so underrated because he was such a good passer, could protect the rim, was physical. And the consistency in their, of their approach and how they play has just been, it's been fun to watch.
All right, so they're going to take on, because we're both advancing them, we don't even go there, Wisconsin or Virginia Tech. It's interesting here. This is an 8-9 matchup, and Mark Hollis, the NCAA Tournament Committee Chair, told me that going into the Sunday Big Ten Tournament title game, Wisconsin was a 7. They lose. They're an 8. So, you know, you could make the argument that Wisconsin played their way to their seed because they kind of struggled at times. They had a little bit of a losing skid. So I don't have any problem that they were on that 7-8 range. How do you like this matchup in this game?
It's interesting. It's obviously, it's a game of pace. It's a game of defensive discipline. It'll be a game of matchups. I actually have Virginia Tech win this game. They're averaging 11 threes made a game. They're shooting over 50% from the three since Chris Clark's gone out. Wisconsin at times has struggled. Now, Wisconsin has improved defensively dramatically in the last 2 weeks. You would call it the podcast bump. I would just say that they've kind of had a greater attention to detail. It's going to be a make-and-miss game. I could see Wisconsin winning the game, but I think, you know, Virginia Tech was really impressive the way they shot the ball in the ACC tournament.
Well, I'm going to go with the Badgers to advance past the Hokies. Those games will be in Buffalo. Hopefully they don't get all snowed in up in Buffalo. All right, so let's move further down the bracket to an interesting team, and that's the Virginia Cavaliers. This is a 5-12 game. This will be in Orlando. They're taking on UNC Wilmington, a team I know that you like. Kevin Keats, the head coach there, former Rick Pitino assistant. Virginia versus UNC Wilmington in a 5-12. Who do you like in this one?
I think it's going to be a good game. Kevin Keats has done an incredible job at Wilmington. It's hard to simulate that pack line. I think they will do a good job. Wilmington's a team that shoots a ton of threes. They better be shot ready. The pace of the game will be interesting, but I got Virginia winning that game.
I do as well. Even though they've struggled at times and everyone's going to be high on this being a 12-5 upset, I don't see it. So let's stay in Orlando, Florida, in a 4-13 matchup against East Tennessee State. The Gators, if they just don't play Vanderbilt, clearly have had a phenomenal season, but that's just been their one bugaboo, not beating the Commodores. Who do you like in this one?
You know, I like Florida, but I'll tell you, East Tennessee State, the job Steve Forbes has done has been unbelievable. I mean, it's the only way to describe it is unbelievable. And they're athletic. I mean, this is a very good basketball team. DJ Krumer is a guy that can get in the lane, make plays hard. The kid, Tevin Glass, who transferred from Wichita State, athletic, plays hard, makes plays. This team defends. They're 30th in the country defensive efficiency. They play at a fast tempo. But I do think that in the end, Florida wins this game. They win this game because they also will attack and make plays, and their speed will get them more easy baskets.
All right, so let's continue down in the bracket here on the east side. These games will be played in Tulsa. You got number 6 SMU taking on the winner of Providence USC. Before we discuss SMU, let's deal with this Providence USC, because the one team I had wrong in, you know, when I was sort of trying to figure out the last teams in the field, is I had Syracuse and USC out. USC was ultimately the 6th seed in the Pac-12 tournament. You know, they had the win over UCLA. I just didn't think they did enough, and I liked Syracuse's wins, even though they were mostly at home, over USC. Now, committee chair Mark Hollis told me on Sunday night that the 2-11 road record for Syracuse and their non-conference schedule and sort of lack of marquee non-conference wins is what kept Syracuse out. What did you think of that decision?
I think that it's losses. It's the wins count, but the losses count as well. And last year you could justify some of the losses because of Jim Boeheim being out. This year you couldn't justify those losses. Every team had scars down the stretch. I could have created an argument why they were in, and I can create an argument why they're out. In the end, the BC, the St. John's, the Connecticut, the Georgetown, those are four bad losses. And it's hard to get in. That and your RPI, it's hard to get in with those four bad losses.
All right, so SMU, I saw them obviously this week at the AAC tournament in Hartford. I really like this team. They struggled a little at times offensively against East Carolina, and they had a little bit of a stalling part the first half against Central Florida, and that's going to happen against Taco Fall. And then they kicked it into second gear in the second half, and then they were the dominant team for the most part against Cincinnati. I think this SMU team, as we'll talk about here shortly, can advance. So I like them getting out of this first-round matchup. What about you?
Yeah, I like SMU a lot. They remind me of Notre Dame with Ojale being the Bonzi Colson type matchup. I think they're really well coached. They play terrific defense. They shoot the basketball. Melton's good. They're not deep, but they've got tough pieces, and Ben Moore is really a good defender.
All right, so we agree there. How about Baylor taking on New Mexico State? That's the other game in this pod in Tulsa. The Baylor Bears have struggled down the stretch, yet I still think they'll at least survive this round.
Yeah, I think Baylor will advance. I think, New Mexico State has some size. They've done a good job right there, but I like Baylor.
All right, let's go down to Greenville, South Carolina. And this is interesting because you got a 7-seeded South Carolina getting an advantage playing in Greenville against Marquette. And then if they advance, we'll talk about this in a second, against possibly Duke. So first, the 7-10 South Carolina-Marquette matchup. Does South Carolina advance past this one to possibly be the home team against Duke?
I think Marquette wins this game. It's going to be a great defense versus a team that can really shoot it and score. I think South Carolina has really gotten stuck offensively. I like the way Marquette spreads the floor. I like the way they shoot it. I think they struggle defensively. But I think that the way the rules are right now, Marquette gets to the line, they make threes, they get in the lane, and they find a way to win.
All right, so we disagree. I think South Carolina will advance in front of the home crowd and get to the second round. I think we clearly agree that Duke is going to beat Troy. So we'll talk about Duke advancing in a moment into the second round when we get to their matchups. But we just want to remind you, they can get all the help you need with a 24-hour coverage of the bracket like you've never seen it before. So tune into ESPN's Tournament Challenge Marathon. And the fun's going to start Monday at 7 o'clock Eastern time on ESPN. It's time to fill out your tournament brackets when you turn on ESPN. So let's continue that theme here in the East region. Start at the top. I have Villanova, Wisconsin. You have Villanova, Virginia Tech. The Badgers, I think it ends there. Like Villanova with a chance to potentially get back to the Final Four. We'll deal with that later. But I've got them advancing past Wisconsin. What about you in a Villanova-Virginia Tech matchup?
I've got Nova, and this will be a tough game, but I think Nova does a great job of defending the three. I think their physicality is good. I think that their guard play is good. I think they control tempo of the game. And I just can't go against Josh Hart in that game.
All right, so I agree as well. I've got Villanova advancing past Wisconsin. Virginia, Florida is the matchup that I've got, and we talked about that as well, that you think these games will be close in the first round, but we agree on that. Who do you like advancing in that one?
You know, when I look at this matchup, Florida, they don't make jump shots, and you need to make jump shots to beat Virginia because you're not going to beat them on the glass. You're not going to beat them in transition. They're not going to turn it over. I like Virginia.
All right, I do as well. So we've got Villanova taking on Virginia, the top part of the bracket. Now we've got an SMU-Baylor matchup in Tulsa. I'm not going to just say I got swooned over a couple-day period, but I'm going to lean SMU, go a little momentum here, over Baylor and Tulsa. Who do you like?
I like SMU. I like SMU because they're a very good passing team. They can make shots. They'll attack that zone. Defensively, they are really just fundamentally sound. They don't give you anything easy. I like the way they defended Cincinnati. Cincinnati's got talented bigs. I like SMU.
All right, so I have Duke, South Carolina. in Greenville. You have Duke Marquette. I'm going to go with Duke over South Carolina in what should be a pretty even crowd between the home state, South Carolina, and a Duke program that obviously travels wherever they go. So who do you like in a potential Duke-Marquette matchup? You've got the mentor against the mentee with Steve Wojciechowski coaching Marquette and, of course, Coach K with Duke.
Yeah, I've got Duke winning that game. Duke will they're better on the perimeter against a very good Marquette perimeter team. And they've got Jason Tatum, and you don't. They've got Luke Kennard, and you don't. I've got Duke winning that game.
Hey, by the way, what did you think of the fact that the committee had Duke as a 4 seed entering the ACC tournament, and they got sort of stopped at that 2 line from even being the number 1-2 or even a number 1 because Arizona and Kentucky won their respective regular season and conference tournaments, so that's why they ended up being the number 3, number 2.
I don't have a problem with it. I mean, here's the deal. They lost 3 of the last 4 before going into the tournament. That's where they should have been. They should have been a number 4. Maybe a 3 at the end of the 3, but they lost 3 of their last 4. So that's where they were in that moment in time. Now, look, they won games, and they won good games against good teams, and that's great. But so did other people. Other people won games, so they held their spot. So I have no problem with it.
All right, so we agree, obviously, on them advancing. Let's go to the Sweet 16. These games, as I said, will be played at Madison Square Garden. Villanova taking on Virginia. It was a great game earlier in the season. One on a tip-in by Dante DiVincenzo as he got Villanova the victory. So I've got a rematch, as you do as well, and I've got Villanova advancing to the Elite Eight.
I've got Nova advancing as well, and I think that both teams have gone – I think Nova's continued to get better. I think that's the biggest thing. I think Virginia at times gets stuck. I do like Kyle Guy playing and giving him some shot-making, but I think that Villanova's improved more over the last month.
All right, so we have Villanova, one win away from getting back to try to defend their national championship. Do they play SMU or Duke?
They're going to play Duke. I mean, Duke is so good offensively. I mean, they have so many different weapons to score. I think that would be interesting if Ojulay plays against Duke. But, you know, I like the way they're playing. And Emile Jefferson is so underrated. It's unbelievable.
All right, so I have Duke advancing as well, setting up a Villanova-Duke Elite Eight matchup at the Garden on that Sunday. That's a big-time game, and I'm going to jump the gun a little bit. And I think Villanova, even though the crowd will be pretty split, I would think, maybe a little bit more Nova because Duke draws very well in the city. I think, obviously, the Nova people will come out in droves. But I think Villanova is going to be in position to potentially defend their national championship and get to Glendale, Arizona. What do you think?
I like Duke in this basketball game, and I just think that, having watched them, I was so impressed with their poise, their ability to come back. I like the idea of bringing Grayson Allen off the bench. It changes your team when he comes in. I like that their players can struggle in the first half, bounce back, and have big second halves, like Kennard and like Tatum. And I think they just find a way to win this game in a higher scoring game than Villanova would like to play.
All right, so we disagree on the representative out of the East bracket. I've got Villanova advancing. You have Duke. All right, thanks for listening to our broadcast and breakdown of the East region here on Courtside. Make sure you check out our shows for each of the other regions in the podcast feed. Also, be sure to stick with our podcast throughout the tournament as we continue to break it all down until a winner is crowned in Glendale, Arizona. For Seth Greenberg, I'm Andy Katz. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Courtside with Katz and Coach G. You can listen or subscribe on the ESPN app or download and listen on Apple Podcasts. Courtside with Katz and Coach G.